This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. China says it will lift tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and other farm goods in yet another sign of easing tensions between the two countries ahead of trade talks next month. The announcement is the latest in a series of recent conciliatory gestures that the world's two largest economies have taken to curb their ongoing trade war. U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was postponing $250 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods from October 1st to the 15th. Representatives of the Taliban are in Moscow just days after President Trump said peace talks with them were, quote, dead. Julie Walker has the story.
A Taliban official says the group's negotiating team is now in Russia just days after President Trump declared a deal he had been making was dead. The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in southeastern Spain say flooding in the region claimed another victim Friday, bringing the weather-related death toll there to three. Although the weather seemed to be stabilizing, forecasters say several regions remain on red alert, and water management officials say rivers in the area are still in danger of overflowing. Planes flew at London's Heathrow Airport on Friday, this despite plans by the climate change activist group Heathrow Pause. They had planned to fly drones to close the busy airport. The point was to push the government to more aggressively cut carbon emissions. This is VOA. Joshua Wong, one of the world's most visible leaders of the Hong Kong protest movement, has arrived in the United States to rally support, this following a whirlwind visit to Berlin. Wong, who has been permitted to travel internationally while on bail, is facing charges stemming from more than 3 months of pro-democracy protests. He'll spend the next several days speaking to legislators, human rights activists, and students in New York and Washington. Thousands of Nigerians have joined a lawsuit seeking to block members of the Senate from using public money to buy themselves luxury cars. The suit was initiated by rights groups who became tired of government corruption. Chika Odwa has the story.
More than 6,700 Nigerians have joined a lawsuit that aims to prevent Parliament from releasing 5.5 billion naira, equal to about $15 million, that would enable leaders of the Senate to purchase luxury vehicles. The activists are calling the luxury car allocation unjust, unfair, and unconstitutional. The Nigerian Senate spokesman, Dayo Adeyeye, tells local media that the news is a rumor and that he hadn't heard about the allocation. He added, however, that government officials are entitled to purchase cars and that he cannot imagine himself in a car used by a former senator. Chika Odua for VOA News in Enugu, Nigeria.
The UN Refugee Agency is expressing concern about the negative impact of Wednesday's ruling by the United States Supreme Court on people seeking asylum in the United States. The ruling affirms the Trump administration's policy that denies asylum to anyone who does not seek protection in countries through which they pass before reaching the U.S. border. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Supreme Court's ruling allows the Trump administration to impose restrictions on asylum seekers while several lower court cases continue against the policy. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says his agency has taken note of the Supreme Court decision.
We reiterate that any person fleeing violence or persecution must be able to access full and effective asylum procedures and international protection.
The International Organization for Migration reports more than 36,500 people currently are on the Mexican side of the border. It says it does not know how many of them, though, are formal asylum seekers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And that's Lisa Schlein reporting. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
Broadcast. It's today's